So there was a time when this beloved friend of Mevlana had disappeared, and his son, Sultan Veled, went in search of Shamsi Tabriz, his dear friend of spirit. And it was sort of a reminder of that journey, and that is also a journey of the soul in search for our deepest beloved, our Lord, and that connection, that continual process of coming back into relationship with the beloved, the one beloved. So we'll move together in a circle, and there's a very simple step that we could use as we walk on this journey together. If you just take a step forward and then bring the foot behind slightly to the back of the foot, and then another step forward and the foot slightly behind. So just a simple step like that in a circle. Just try that for a moment before we begin. One had really gone deeply into their patterns of flight and how the different flocks fly together, and they had realized that when the birds fly in formation, or even when it's more loosely structured, that there's a whole field of energy. And if one bird may be feeling a little less energetic and another bird is feeling more energetic, that somehow that energy passed through the whole field to keep the birds flying synchronously and together. So in a way, maybe we can also be that flock of birds together and be sensitive to our space and holding each other as we journey.
There's a poem of Mevlana's I'd like to share with you, but first I thought I'd just pause to see if there was any question or anything in your heart you'd like to share this moment, or ask for particular direction. Anything you would like to have shared at this moment? Yeah, just a moment. I just wanted to add that in the Quran, it's also spoken of the ummas, that each, you know, that there are so many communities, the communities of the birds and the human community as well. And God willing, somehow we as a human community might also learn to be that kind of a field that we can, you know, so much, you know, we're encouraged to make charity, to give, to serve, and to share whatever we're given with those around who may be in need. So it's a wonderful reminder to allow that flow of all that our sustainer gives. Thank you. Yes, you had a question?
Shared with us about a strawberry plant. We were eating strawberries, of course, and how they grow. The one plant's planted and then streamers. And many, many plants come from that one plant. And it just reminded me when you were sharing about the redwoods about that. He told much more, but I can't remember it all. But it was so beautiful.
Yes, that's bringing forth and the. Yeah. Sometimes it's by seeds carried by the winds, and sometimes by roots underground, and sometimes that jumping across, that new life keeps opening. Yeah. Any questions of anything, or shall we continue? Yes.
Do you talk with the beloved as a friend, as a person, and carry on conversations, just like a real, you know, person?
Well, one comes to an understanding of God being beyond anything we could possibly describe. And there is a sense of communication. All the prophets have had a relationship with that divine oneness, and been in a close communication. And that's a wonderful example for us as human beings to recognize that that divine reality is in continual communication with us, and you know, how can we open more to listen, to be aware of that, and open our hearts. You know, it may be very limited way that we may begin in speaking with our Lord. There's a beautiful story that's told about the prophet Moses, and he meets a shepherd, and this humble shepherd is speaking to his Lord and saying, "Oh, my dear Lord, you know, if you'll visit me, I will comb your hair and I will pluck the lice out of your head and, you know, take such good care of you." And Moses was just appalled and said, "Don't you realize God, you know, God is far beyond that. God doesn't have lice that you would pick them out of his head or even hair. You know, what kind of way to talk to God is this?" And the poor shepherd was just distraught and thought, oh, what have I been doing? You know, this isn't appropriate. And Moses went on his way, and that night, in a dream, God spoke to him and said, "Oh, Moses, you know, this was a dear servant of mine. How could you speak to him in this way and, you know, hurt his heart that he, you know, might be hurt in his communion with me?" And then Moses felt horrible and was distraught. And so quickly as he could, he retraced his steps to find that shepherd again. And eventually he came upon him again, and he said, "Oh, I am so sorry. You know, I really apologize that, you know, you have your own relationship with God, and please excuse me." You know, and the shepherd said, "Oh, that's all right. You know, thank you, Moses. Actually, you helped me to see something and open my understanding and my heart and my view even more greatly." So there's a continual process happening for each of us, and it's very individual within our own hearts. And there have been some beautiful prayers that have been shared as examples of ways of, you know, opening that flow and that relationship. And the prayer of light that I shared earlier is actually a prayer that was voiced by Muhammad and was then used by Jalaluddin Rumi in his daily prayers after his morning prayer. And many people use this same prayer as a way of just opening to the light of God that is all around us and through us. But sometimes we forget, you know. And
this is a very personal question to you, but I guess you asked for questions, so here it comes. I'm wondering if you would be willing to say something about how personally and practically on a day-to-day basis you nurture gentility. You have a family, you live in the world, and yet you, I think, emanate, you know, a gentleness in your way of being that isn't really nurtured in society. So I'm wondering how you do that.
Astaghfirullah. I'm not quite sure how to answer that question. There, you know, is a sense, I guess, that, I mean, there's so many qualities, so many beautiful qualities, and for myself, it's been really a gift to become aware through this tradition of names of qualities, for instance, the 99 names that just help to open an awareness of aspects of the divine that also can be mirrored in the human being. And whatever there may be in me is a gift from my Lord, and I'm really grateful for all that's come to me through beings on this life's journey whom I've met, who've carried a certain quality of remembrance that might then be manifested in a gentleness, sometimes in witnessing a quality in someone else, then we can catch that in ourselves and it's drawn forth more. I've been very grateful for the examples that have been shared on this way of what is known to us of the prophets, of the example of the Prophet Muhammad and his family, and many of the Sufi teachers that have come through. The words of the Quran, there's such a gentleness in the Quran. If you know, there's something that carried over, alhamdulillah. there's just such a sense of the graciousness of God. I don't know how else to speak of it. That sense of gratitude, and we may, you know, each of us comes from different backgrounds that may hold a certain patterning too, that may, you know, open in a certain way in our lives. But I'm really grateful for this journey, for whatever it may have brought that might be the slightest reflection of something from our Lord. So I'm not sure how more to answer your question. Thank you. Maybe that leads to, there's a poem from Mevlana. This is a beautiful one that speaks a bit to what you're speaking of. With your sweet soul, this soul of mine has merged as water does with wine. Who could part the water from the wine, or me from you when we combine? You have become my greater self. How can smallness limit me? You've taken on my being. How shall I not take on yours? Forever you have claimed me, that forever I may know you're mine. Your love has pierced me to the depths. Its ecstasy entwines both bone and nerve. I rest as a nay upon your lips. As an oud, I lie against your breast. Breathe deeply in me that I may sigh. Strike upon my strings and tears glisten. Sweet my tears and sweet my sighs. Worldly joys I return to the world. You remain in my inmost soul. whose depths the mirrored heavens reflect. O pearl in this mussel shell, O diamond in my darkest mine, in you this honey is dissolved. O milk of life, so mild, so fine. Our sweetnesses, all merged in you, sweeten infant smiles. You crush me into rose oil, drop by drop. Nor do I complain beneath the press. In your sweet pain, pain dissolves, for I, your rose, had this intent. You bade me blossom on your robe and made me for all eyes your sign. And when you pour me upon this world, it blooms in beauty fully divine. That beauty of the beloved is within each of us, and it is said the faithful are mirrors for the faithful. And may that beauty be mirrored among us. There's a beautiful surah, too, maybe I could find. It's just one of the short surahs at the closure of the Quran. And maybe I'll share the English and then share something of the Arabic, inshallah. In the name of God, the infinitely compassionate and most merciful, by the glorious morning light, and by the night when it is still, your sustainer has not forgotten you, nor is he displeased with you. For truly, that which comes after will be better for you than the present, and soon your sustainer will give you that with which you will be content. Didn't he find you an orphan and shelter you? Didn't he find you wandering and guide you? Didn't he find you in need and satisfy your need? So do not be harsh with orphans, nor turn away someone who asks something of you, but continually declare the blessings of your sustainer. Muhammad himself was actually an orphan. His father died before he was born, and his mother, when he was about six, and he was taken into the family of his grandfather and then his uncle. But there's also the sense in which each of us may in our lives feel that state of orphanhood, or, you know, looking for our real deep family connection, the family of spirit, and the sense in which that can be satisfied, that need of spirit can be satisfied, and that guidance within our lives comes in many moments. So to also, in response, as moments come, to open to whatever need presents itself in each moment, and to continually declare the incredible blessings of our sustainer. So Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa duha wa layli idha saja ma wadaka rabbuka wa ma qala wa la lakiratu khayru laka min alula wa la safa yutika rabbuka fatarda Alam yajidka yatiman fa'awa Wawajadka dalan fa'adha Wawajadka aylan fa'adna Fa'ma yatima falatakar Wa'ama sa'ila falatanhar Wa'ama binimati Rabika Fahadis. Let's take a few moments just to be with the breath and open to this presence of the one who is always speaking with us, breathing with us, loving us, for he loves them and they love him. This word, who, is a wonderful reminder. It's referred to as the pronoun of divine presence. And there's so much of the breath in it, the who, like the breeze. As one enters the doorway where Jalaluddin Rumi is buried in Konya in Turkey. Over the door, there's a beautiful calligraphy of the who, and it's a mirrored who, double. So it's the who, and there's the sense in which the divine is reflecting within the human being. Perhaps to close our time together, we could share a little bit more movement with some zikr, a little zikr with the breath. We'll have some zikr more fully later this evening with the group as a whole, but there is this phrase, Allahu, and Allah is actually the word that's also used by Christians in Arabic-speaking countries, the same name, way of phrasing God or the divine. It's a beautiful tonality that opens the heart. Allah opens that ah sound. So this phrase, Allahu, is a beautiful way of chanting together and just bringing that remembrance of the divine within the heart. So if you're comfortable taking your shoes off, or if you'd rather leave them on with the floor, I don't know, it might be a little chilly for your feet, whatever's comfortable for you, we could make a circle again in the back of the room.
We give thanks for these moments of gathering. For all the prophets and messengers who have been sent to carry the light, for the light of our most beloved and most gracious sustainer. And we pray for the well-being of everyone in this circle, our families and loved ones, our children, our children's children, our communities, and our world. Our gratitude infinitely to our most gracious sustainer. Amen. May peace be with us. Thank you all.